Hey guys, it's me. Hope you have your hooks and yarn ready. I plan on releasing a crime episode later this week, but right now I just kind of want to give y'all an update on what is going on with me and why I haven't been posting as much. So, the 23rd of November, I am going in for a hysterectomy. My doctor and I talked, and we discovered that would probably be the best course of treatment for what all is going on with me with that. And then on December 2nd, I get to go in and have an appointment with a neurosurgeon to discuss my back, because apparently my from like L2 to S1. It's just kind of falling apart my whole lower lumbar area. And that explains the hip pain, the back pain, all that fun stuff. So, yeah, health crap all in the way. Super, super wonderful. Holidays are coming up. I want to try and find a Thanksgiving related crime to put out next week, but so far, they've all been kind of ridiculous. But I do, heck, maybe I may do like a Florida Man-esque montage of ridiculous Thanksgiving crimes. Like, somebody started talking politics at the table and Aunt Brenda got smacked in the face with a turkey. I don't know. But yeah, I know just a short little blurb on what's going on with me health-wise. I don't want to get into too many like details and stuff because it's just like it's not really a big deal. I mean, it is, but it isn't. I'm about to have major surgery, but like it'll be fine. I mean, it's got to be better than the pain I feel every month anyway. Also been doing a lot of like deep cleaning and trying to get things ready so that way, because my husband works like ridiculous hours and he is our sole breadwinner. Which kind of okay. I will never, ever, 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 ever think that it's, like bad that he's only ever been our sole breadwinner. But man, 2020, I know all of us had so much hope for this year, and now we sit here in the 11th month of this horrific game of Jumanji. And like, I started the year off, I went to school for phlebotomy, something I talked about for forever, and I had goals of like working by now. And I can't until I get my back healed up and I get my, sorry if you can hear the dogs, they're having a dick measuring contest on who can have the rope bone. One of them doesn't even have a dick, so it's very interesting, and she seems to be the winner. But anyway, so no, I was planning on working by now and, being able to like stab people for a living and it not be illegal. And so I'm just kind of, I don't know, I'm bummed and I'm frustrated, but in a way, maybe it's best that it's happening this way so that way, we can get all my health stuff handled. And I'm definitely not saying 2021 is my year because I said that for this year, and then apparently I inadvertently opened Pandora's box and caused the whole world to just get fucked. And sorry, guys, I apologize for that. But with holidays coming up and everything, I'm going to try and do some like, how I did Halloween week. They're not going to be week-long episodes. That was so much fun, but so draining at the same time. I want to like put out Christmas crimes and Thanksgiving crimes and things like that. But I do have a true crime episode I'm going to release later this week. I just feel bad because I haven't gotten it done yet. I was supposed to get it done this weekend, and this weekend ended up being just a bunch of deep cleaning because, my husband is going to take care of me after surgery, and I have a wonderful set of friends that are going to help after surgery as well. But hang on. Zero, shush, shush. You just sound annoying. Bud, quit your growling. Nobody's even near you. Sorry, he has this weird thing about he doesn't want anyone like to look at him while he's eating his breakfast. He's a weirdo. Annabelle, I love you, baby. Please don't climb me. Y'all have seen pictures of the crying pups. This is what I deal with every morning. They all want love and breakfast and then to fight over toys because that's just how they are. Annie, yes, you're very sweet. But no, I've got a great group of friends that are, you know, going to help out and family. And, but I've been trying to deep clean so that way I can get everything ready. So my husband, when he's, you know, coming home from his freaking like 12-hour shifts, isn't going to have to, you know, come home and do as much. I know that with the, hysterectomy, it'll be a lot easier healing than the spinal surgery will be, but you know, it's still there. I'm more worried about the spinal surgery than I am anything else. But hopefully everything will be all right. And I want to apologize to you guys for not having had more content out lately. Last week was my birthday, you know, this week has been, well, I guess it wasn't last week. It was a week before. I don't know. And just, everything's all run together and I'm lost. And hopefully I can just get my shit together and get the house clean and get everything organized and easy for my honeyman. And yeah, my kid is 9. She loves to cook and Crime Kid is awesome. Especially if you have like a meal that is one of those you can throw in the oven. So I'm thinking I'm going to have to take a day this weekend and make a bunch of like, you know, freezer cooking type things so that way she can help with supper because she's awesome. I know I'm rambling, you guys. It's like 7 in the morning here. Kid just got on the bus. I just took some pain medicine. If I'm not ever heard from again, it is because I died while cleaning the disaster and portal to hell that is my closet. That should have been included in Halloween week, y'all, because it's a scary place. I hate my closet. I can keep the rest of my house clean how I want it, keep it good, but that goddamned closet, I cannot. It is the portal where everything that is lost in this world goes to. Like, if you guys remember Halloween Town, I think it's the second one, Calabar's Revenge, when they have to go find the grandma's spell book and it's lost and it got lost at the, that like hoarder ogre guy's house. Yeah, that's my closet. So, you know, it's a mess. But anyway, enough of me rambling. I just wanted to put this out there as a health update, you know, just kind of update everybody. I do have a case that I'm working on. Actually, I have two. One is Dennis Rader, the BTK killer. The other is Peter Sutcliffe. He actually passed away on Friday the 13th of this month. So he was the Yorkshire Ripper. But I believe that's what they called him. I'm having a brain fart, y'all. My coffee is not kicked in. But, yeah, I have two cases that I'm going to pick from on which to release first. And then one I'm going to set up to release next week. But I do kind of foresee in my downtime while I'm down, you know, recovering and stuff, I will very, 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 very much try to put out more episodes. Maybe like 2 a week. I'm going to try because I'm not going to be allowed to do anything else really. I mean, I can get up and do some things, but like I can't, you know, clean how I want to, or, you know, and it's too cold here now to mow the yard. Cause I finally found the right Benadryl and Zyrtec combination so that if, when I mow the yard, I don't end up, you know, just looking like crazy allergy infested person. But anyway, I hope everyone has a fantastic and wonderful day. Thank you for listening to my rambling for almost 10 minutes. I love all of my gorgeous weirdos. And again, I'm so sorry. I have not been better about putting out content. It's just been a lot going on. So hopefully, you know, things will get fixed and settled down, and I can get back to, you know, being more regular with releasing things. And also, I would like to try and release one or two a week. I'm trying, because Anchor has changed formats and they kind of want you to do more like a radio style show. I am trying to talk my husband, who referred to himself in his Halloween episode as Crime Boss, because we have, you know, Crime Kid and Crime Pups, and then I'm just me. But I'm trying to, because he's a truck driver, maybe see if he would want to do, like, you know, at least a monthly episode of, like, the hooker and the hauler, and we'll just talk about random stuff and play some random music or whatever. I don't know. I think it would be fun. But anyway, lots of love to my gorgeous weirdos. Thanks for listening to my rambling update. I hope everyone has a fantastic day. Stay safe and get to hooking. I'll talk to y'all soon. Hey, y'all. So if I get a stupid haircut, I will throw a hissy fit. So I went and saw Miss Allison Crawford, and let me tell y'all something. I walked out of the salon and I started crying because my hair looked so beautiful and I felt beautiful. And I will never, ever, ever go to another stylist again. So if you want to look and feel beautiful too, hit her up at 909-289-9685. Or follow her on Instagram at all lowercase Allison, A-L-L-Y-S-O-N, _, Crawford, C-R-A-W-F-O-R-D, _, hair, H-A-I-R. And y'all, tip her well. She deserves it. She's just freaking awesome. Y'all, our crochet spotlight artist is Stephanie Picorni. She is the freaking crochet queen of Halloween, and let me tell y'all, Google her. Her costumes are amazing. Her kids look badass every single year. Like, I am in awe of her work. So y'all should follow her at facebook.com/crochetverse. Ravelry.com/stores/crochetverse, crochetverse.com, at crochetverse on Instagram, Etsy.com/shop/crochetverse. And seriously, she's amazing. Y'all Google her and or go on any of these and look at her kids' costumes. They're the freaking coolest.